The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program.
Today's show takes us back to November 1985.
Yeah.
Are we on?
Yeah, yes, we're on. Do it.
Do it. The University of Detroit presents Ask the Professor.
16 years and he can't get his cue right.
I know. Isn't it marvelous?
See, when the chimes go, that lets you know. Even I know that.
You know what those bells ring and for? You know, they mark the beginning of the show.
Right. Oh, and whenever you hear them, you're supposed to say, you know.
You see, I guess I
whatever
was
whatever it is he says, I don't even know.
Well, anyway, this is the program called Ask the Professor, brought to you by the University of Detroit with its famous chimes.
Yes. Because those chimes ring in another show.
That's right.
That's what they ring in. I know.
They have just
like
rung
that.
In another session of that famous show, the program on which you met wits with the University of Detroit professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers.
Why?
I'm your host, Edwin DeWint, and today we have most of our regular panel with us. On my right, from the Department of Mathematics.
Core, the critical mass.
Yes, that's Professor right. Mary Jo Nichols.
It's nice to be here, Ed.
It's nice to have you
the
here.
Important ones.
Well, indeed. And the intellectual crowd.
Right. Mary Jo's right. From the School of Education and Human Services and Wayne County Community College, Professor Wallace Peace.
Hi, Mama and Daddy.
You got them both today.
I got them all today.
And on Wallace's right, my left, from the Department of Political Science of Oakland University, Professor John Klemanski.
Hi, Ed.
Hi,
nice
John.
Nice to be here.
Nice to have you here.
Thanks.
Most of the questions you hear in this program are sent in by our listeners. If you stump the panel, you will receive an autographed photograph and a photographed autograph and a bumper sticker.
And we're working on T-shirts, too.
We're working on T-shirts. And
they're really neat.
To buy
they
those.
Really
that's all right. They're worth it.
They certainly are.
Now, everybody in the control room is saying, shut up. That's what they're all saying in there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're looking at a T-shirt right now, but we
it's
won't
beautiful.
Say anything.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes.
We look so good.
We do.
Well, if you fail to stump the panel, you won't get anything like that.
It'll cost you twice as much
that's
for a T-shirt.
Right. Yeah. You'll get a photographed autograph and a bumper sticker or something.
Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. You do get something.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no losers in this show.
There certainly aren't.
Well, there is one loser on the show.
Well,
I won't name
who that is.
About whom you are talking or to whom you are referring.
Yes.
All right. Let's start in with a whole new batch here today.
Good.
Our first set of questions comes from Mortimer Post of Detroit, Michigan.
I don't
who says,
believe it.
I don't either, but he says, I hear you on Mortimer. WDTR Sunday afternoons.
Yes. And 3 o'clock, I understand.
These are quotations, and you are to identify the people who uttered these famous words,
yes,
phrases, etc.
Don't miss one, command.
I won't.
If only God would give me a clear sign, like making a large deposit in my name at a Swiss bank.
Wallace Peace.
I've felt that many times,
yes,
but I don't think
yes.
I've said it. Is that a funny person of the early 20th century?
It's a funny person of today.
Oh.
He makes movies.
Woody Allen.
That's right.
Woody Allen.
Woody Allen. Who said...
See, I set
said
the stage.
Movies, I got that one. Mm-hmm.
Who said, budget, a mathematical confirmation of your suspicions?
Is that a politician?
I don't
a
know.
A statesperson?
You see, this... I can't help on this one. I don't recognize the...
It's not that Franklin P. whatever.
No, 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 it isn't. No.
I want to know who that guy is, by the way.
Yes.
He's
Franklin
in all of
Pierce, he was a president.
No.
Forget it, Wallace.
No.
This is someone named A.A. Latimer.
Don't
Does
know.
Does anyone know who A.A. Latimer
no.
is?
No.
If anyone out there knows who A.A. Latimer is.
Or if you are A.A. Latimer.
Yes, please let us know. Yeah. Okay.
Imagine.
He's
going to
be upset if
we
he's
didn't
A.A.
get that.
We didn't get that one, no.
Well, how many... are we allowed wrong there and still
doesn't
win?
Doesn't even say,
well,
so.
We've got
to make the rules on this one.
No problem.
Who said, one of the advantages of being disorderly is that one is constantly making exciting discoveries?
My son, Doug.
Let's see, male or female?
Male.
Male, okay.
And British?
British.
Yes.
Of this century.
This century. A poet and an author of, well, I guess you'd call them children's books.
Mm-hmm. Milne.
That's
Milne,
right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Is that Milne or Milne?
I think it's Milne, isn't it?
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've
heard both.
Yeah.
Actually, I've heard Milne, but I say Milne. So.
Well, why not?
Right.
Okay. Who said, If the only tool you have is a hammer, you tend to see every problem as a nail. If the only tool you have is a hammer, you tend to see every problem
as a nail. That's probably a statistician.
No, it was a president.
Lyndon Johnson.
Earlier.
Yes.
Okay, I've done
Andrew
that.
Andrew Jackson.
Later.
No, but it's the right century and later.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So it's between Andy Jackson and Lyndon Johnson. Well, right. We've got to narrow it down.
He is one of the giants.
Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln.
That's right. That's
a tall man, true.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, that's not what he meant. Oh. He meant a giant in statue as president.
Oh,
I
see.
His height.
In statue or stature?
In statues, too.
Yeah, they are pretty tall. Yeah.
Yes.
Who said... Age is a high price to pay for maturity.
Hmm. That's very mature.
Really?
Or immature, very really.
This is a 20th century...
Older person.
English playwright, although he wasn't born in England.
Is the name British sounding, or is
it... Oh, yes. He is...
Like Llewellyn.
He is
like
today...
Joseph Conrad or something.
Mm-hmm.
No, he today is kind of representative of the major breed of contemporary British playwrights. Began with a play inspired by Shakespeare's Hamlet.
I don't know really who these people are, like Graham Greene or...
No, he wrote
people.
A play called Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead.
Who's that? Who's that?
And then The Real Thing is his most recent big boffo hit.
Thomas, who is that?
Yes. Now, what do you see on street corners?
Street lights.
Well, you are supposed to interfere with the forward progression of your car.
Brake.
No.
Interfere
sign.
With it.
A sign.
Oh, a sign. Yield.
Not yield.
Stop sign.
Stop.
Stop.
Yeah.
Tom.
Stop sign?
No. Stopper.
Stopper.
Yes.
Stop.
Thomas. Stop sign. Wait.
Wow, we got it.
That one. No
trouble. You certainly did, yes. Okay. Who said, too much of a good thing is wonderful?
Mae West.
That's right.
It had to be.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Who said, in matters of principle, stand like a rock. In matters of taste, swim with the current.
Fitzgerald.
No. Another one of our presidents.
Hmm.
One of the giants.
Jackson.
Roosevelt.
A different one.
A giant.
No, an earlier one.
Washington.
After Washington.
Jefferson.
Yes. Yes, yes.
See, so long as we're all agreed on who the giants are, we have
yes, that's
well,
right.
That means they're good hints.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Oh, we're interpreting those lousy hints very well.
Who said, nothing worse could happen to one than to be completely understood? This was a psychiatrist.
James Joyce.
No.
Freud. It never happened to him.
An early associate of Freud's, but one who broke.
Reich. Or what is his name? Alfred or Al something?
No.
Alpern or Alpert?
You're thinking of Jung.
Jung.
Yes.
Carl Jung.
Mm-hmm. All right.
See, I'm all into psychotherapy and stuff.
Did you read The Four Archetypes by Jung?
Well,
see, I caught
anything.
Him. I got him.
I know their names
he's
and
in
what
a
they did.
I mean, he's great on this panel.
Yeah.
He knows superficial stuff.
Yes.
But, you know, scratch the surface.
And you just scratch
what do you
the
find?
Surface.
A dilettante.
Do you want a detailed analysis of Invasion USA?
Yeah.
Which I might add was a marvelous movie.
We knew you would say that.
Yeah. Far superior to Commando.
Who said?
At least as good
I'm sure
as Rambo.
It was.
Who said, a dog teaches a boy fidelity, perseverance, and to turn around three times before lying down?
Mark Twain.
No. But
Will
another
Rogers.
American humorist, about the same vintage as Will Rogers, although...
Benchley or
yes,
something like that, yeah.
Exactly, Robert Benchley. And finally, the advantage of a classical...
I loved his jaws, it was really...
Benchley.
I mean, the book jaws, not his jaws.
Wallace
that was
looks
a
confused.
Three, third layer joke there.
Yeah. No, it was his son.
No, I don't think that was quite
that
one. Ahead.
Oh, okay.
The advantage of a classical education that is that it enables you to despise the wealth which it prevents you from achieving.
That's beautiful.
Yes. That
is
a liberal
so
arts graduate, obviously.
Yes.
Yes.
One who
English
went
major,
teach,
probably.
Eh?
Right.
Yeah.
But
right.
Couldn't find a
one
job.
One who was teaching at a university.
That's right.
Thank God I would know about that.
Right. American?
I don't know.
Hmm. And therefore, you don't know that this person.
Right, this person is
okay.
not known.
That's
to me,
not good for us, King.
Terrible.
Because it tends to mean that we may not get it.
Well, the last name is a color.
Blue.
No.
Black.
Red.
No.
White.
No.
White.
Hold
yellow.
Hold it.
Chartreuse.
Very, very, very common color.
Gray.
Burgundy.
No.
Mauve.
Brown.
Burgundy. Taupe.
You're overlooking.
Green.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
W.H. Green.
Not W.H.
Green.
A.A.
Green.
A.A. Green.
Now, what is the name of the square in London but the British Museum?
Piccadilly.
Southampton Row.
The square.
Into.
King's Cross.
No.
What's square?
It was a tube stop down from King's Cross, though.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Well,
see,
I've never been to London. That's an understatement.
It's the same name as the last name of a movie actress who played in the Howard Hughes film in which her cleavage...
Russell.
Yes,
Square.
Yes.
We
so
got this.
Russell Green. Very
Russell
good.
Green.
Oh, yes.
That's what we were going for.
You should have known that from the beginning.
Yes.
Russell Green, of course.
Okay. Well, we thank Mr. Post. He didn't stump the panel.
But it was close.
Yeah.
A couple of times I thought he was going to get us.
Yes, yes. But we thank him for these wonderful questions and
if
hope
we may
to
call
hear.
What is his first name? Mortimer?
Mortimer Post, yes.
Mort?
Yes, yeah, Mort. Well, try
Morty,
again, Mort.
Morty, baby, post another one of these.
Yes. All right. Our next set of questions comes from Dan and Rochelle Malionek.
Okay. From?
No. Malionek.
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 Okay. And where are they
Malionek.
Residing?
They are from Lee, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they say, we've been listening to you and enjoying your program for about a year now and finally worked up the nerve to send some questions.
Okay.
Your show has provided us with the culture we've been starving for.
I mean, they might get rich.
Which tells you something about where we live. Yes,
that's
it
right.
Certainly does.
Right.
Hope you would use these questions before we move. Well,
I think
chance.
They do know us very well.
Yeah.
They certainly
not
do.
Not a prayer, kids.
All right. These are questions about cities. They want us to get 8 out of 10.
Lee, Massachusetts.
No, wait. Just hold it,
hold it.
Oh, boy. Okay. What city, not exit, in New Jersey was the scene of the May 6, 1937 explosion of the Hindenburg?
City Passaic?
Was it Glass
Hoboken?
Barra?
No.
Where was it?
Well, it was in New Jersey.
Matuchin.
Yes. No.
Where was it now?
No.
We knew it was in New Jersey.
Yes, but they gave you that in the question.
Patterson.
Oh.
They said what town in New Jersey?
I knew
what
that
city
before.
In New Jersey?
Jersey City.
No.
Red Bank.
Nope.
Well, it was probably
think of
close
a body of water.
Atlantic City.
No. Think of a body of water.
Bathtub.
Lake. Lakeside.
It's
Lakehurst.
Lakehurst.
New Jersey.
Yes.
See, he picks
I
up on
it.
My hints.
You were very helpful on that one.
I can assist.
Name.
But I get the points.
Name the northernmost city in the United States.
Is that International Falls, Minnesota?
No, it isn't.
Is it in
no,
Maine?
No,
it's in
Alaska.
It's in Alaska.
Point Barrow.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Point Barrow.
What?
You know, I don't know the northernmost state, but I do know the northernmost city.
I think I'm being had.
Uh-huh. What city in Bavaria, now Western Austria, was Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart born in?
Salzburg.
That's right. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, 32nd President of the United States, was born in what city in New York?
I thought William Henry Harrison was the 32nd President.
No, he wasn't.
Closer to a minute, really, but...
Yes.
That was terrible, Kaminsky.
You caught a cold there. Didn't quite make it.
That was awful.
All right, yes.
That was among the worst.
Where was he born?
Oh.
Roosevelt,
FDR.
Yeah.
Oh, FDR. In New York, yeah.
Hyde Park.
Hang in that piece.
In what city did FDR die?
Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Not hot.
Cold
Springs.
Not cold.
Warm. Lukewarm Springs.
Warm Springs.
Tepid Springs, Arkansas, yeah.
In what fictional city did comic heroes Batman and Robin
Gotham.
Fight?
Gotham City.
Yes, very good. What city near the Mediterranean is the setting for Shakespeare's play A Midsummer Night's Dream?
Do you know where they got the name Gotham City, by the way?
No, I don't.
Well, you should, Ed, being an Anglophile as you are. This is what I heard. I don't know this for a fact. Mm-hmm. But apparently in England somewhere,
somehow,
in a city called...
I don't think he knows the answer.
In a city called Gotham.
But he's giving us time to think.
Yes.
They were invaded by some... They were going to be invaded by some foreign invaders, and all the people acted crazy so that the invaders would, you know... not be interested in the town and then go on somewhere else. And so that later on came to mean that any city in which people acted crazy was called Gotham City, like New York.
I'll be darned.
That's what I heard.
Well, just as we imagine. Ponder the significance of that, let's take a little break.
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from November 1985. We're pleased to bring you these special classic shows throughout the summer months. And thank you for listening. Now, let's return to this classic Ask the Professor show from November 1985.
We're back with our questions from Dan and Rochelle Malionic.
From Lakehurst, New Jersey.
No,
right?
From Lee.
The Malionics of Lee, Massachusetts.
On
cities and towns.
Okay. Everyone knew that one. Mm-hmm.
What state capital comes last alphabetically?
State capital.
Well, Sacramento.
No.
That's right.
It's after
Is there a T?
Topeka, Kansas.
Not Topeka.
Is Topeka even a capital city?
No.
No, it's not.
Okay. Let's see.
It's an eastern.
Eastern.
State.
Not Dover, Delaware.
No.
Is it a southeastern?
No.
It's a northeastern.
Uh-huh.
Bangor, Maine.
No.
Last. You know, A, B to Z.
Think Hindenburg.
Yeah, it's in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Trenton, New Jersey.
Trenton, New Jersey. That's right.
Of course.
What German city was made famous earlier this year by President Reagan's visit to its World War II cemetery?
Bitburg.
That's right, Bitburg. And finally, in 1925, John Scopes was fined $100, having been found guilty for teaching evolution in what city's high school?
Well, it was in Tennessee.
That's right.
What do they call it? It was Somethingville or town.
No, it wasn't. It was a name of a town in Tennessee that is identical to the name of a city in Ohio.
Columbus. Cleveland.
No.
Dayton.
Dayton, Tennessee. Well, we thank Dan and Rochelle.
Yeah, those were great.
Those were
great
fun, right? But they didn't stump the panel.
Oh, they didn't. Oh,
of course
no,
not.
They didn't. No.
How could they stump us?
That's true.
Whiz.
This is true.
But
those
were fun.
We got them on
Trenton. And we hope send us some more before you move.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because you'll get your little package in the mail all ready for this.
Sure, we'll send that out. We've got a new producer now. So.
Sure. Yeah, the old one keeps hanging around, though, you notice.
Oh, is he here?
Yeah, he's here again.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Our next set of questions comes from
an unknown
question.
But interested
somebody
listener.
Who just signs his name PI.
Okay, private investigator.
Private investigator. Yeah.
Okay. Says I've listened
he
to
may
your.
May not get anything if he wins.
No, he's got an address.
Oh.
We have an address here. I've listened to your delightful little show.
Little show.
Wait a minute.
Who is that person?
I mean, little show. What is this?
PI.
Do you know we heard in Los Angeles?
Yes.
One of my colleagues' brothers heard us the other night and called all the way here to
Los Angeles, Oklahoma.
Or
he had seen us on the radio.
He'd heard it.
And every Sunday night on WNIC, he says, I went away to Michigan State University last fall, and when I returned in the spring, I was distressed to discover you had changed time slots. Yes, it took me quite a while to find you again. All you got to do is just hang in there with Dr. Ruth, and eventually we come on.
This is true.
And it took me quite a while to find you again, so please don't move without informing me next time.
They don't tell us.
They don't tell us, exactly. I mean, next week it's after the farm report.
Right.
Below you will
just
find...
Just think between midnight and 5 a.m. and you got it.
Yeah, that's it.
Sometimes.
Just set a tape recorder. Below you will find 12 questions on various topics. I would think 9 out of 12 would be a reasonable passing score.
Hmm. Well, I would think differently, maybe.
Yeah, that's right. That's a matter of opinion.
It depends on the questions, right?
That's true.
Okay, name the four railroads on the board game Monopoly.
Reading.
Or Reading, as you might say.
The B&O.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Short Line.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania.
That's right. You've got them.
Short Line.
Yeah.
That's right. See, I played Monopoly.
You do. You got that other Monopoly question a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I managed to get Monopoly ones.
Name a fruit with the seeds on the outside.
Strawberry.
That's right. In a standard box of 8 Crayola crayons,
okay.
What are the 8 colors?
Red.
Yellow.
Yes.
Green. Blue.
Yes.
Orange. Black.
Yes.
And purple.
Yes.
Puce.
No.
Puce.
What do we have? White?
Pink.
No.
You
blue, red, one. Yellow, black, orange, brown. Purple, green, and brown. Mm-hmm. That's
brown.
It. You've got it.
Mm-hmm.
How many black keys are there on a piano?
Oh, we did this one.
It was probably about 20.
No, it's more than that.
36. Mm-hmm. That's
all
right.
The best.
Unless it's a Boesendorfer or one of those.
It's got 142. Yeah.
Yes.
It's a long, long one.
Yes. What is the only planet not named for a Roman god?
Earth.
That's right. On the TV series Star Trek, what is the proper phrase of greeting to a Vulcan?
Klaatu nanu erodictu. Klaatu
barada nikto. Is that it?
Something like that. Okay, what's the question?
To a Vulcan.
Again? Oh, to a Vulcan.
Vulcan. We're not talking about the day the Earth stood still and how you get
Michael
Gort
Rennie.
To
Gort's nano. Yeah, Dictu Barada.
Gort Klaatu Barada Nikto.
Right, that worked every time.
That's right. That is not what you say to a Vulcan. What you say to a Vulcan is live long and prosper.
Not bad. Oh, good news.
That's nice.
Yes.
They have postponed and they may even cancel the remake of the day the Earth stood still.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. That is good news.
Right.
Yes. Somebody has some brains.
Yes.
Who appears on the $50 bill?
Benjamin.
No.
Harrison. $50. Grant. Yes. U.S. Grant.
That's right.
Because he was the 50th president. I thought everybody.
No way. No, that was his IQ.
Are you kidding? He was among the greats. The all-time greats.
Come on.
At least in his time, as great as Eisenhower.
True. Mm-hmm. You'll get no argument from me on that.
In the comic strip Peanuts, what is the last name of Linus?
Van Pelt.
That's right. On the TV show The Muppet Show, what is the name of the starship on the skit Pigs in Space?
The Star.
No, that's a good guess, though. That's very good.
I don't know.
The is USS Swine Trek.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What is the throne name of Prince Jedediah?
The throw?
Throne.
Oh, throne.
Name of Prince Jedediah.
Who is Prince Jedediah?
Yeah.
Is that a science fiction thing? It's a
That's
real person?
Someone's name?
Old Testament.
Jedediah?
He's probably David.
Moses
or
David
Solomon
or something.
David's the right.
Solomon.
Solomon.
Okay.
That's
good
right.
One.
Mary In
jo.
What sport would you find a dink?
All right, Clemanski.
Badminton.
No.
A dink. Tiddlywinks.
See?
No.
Our resident jockey.
Is that an outside sport?
It can be played inside and outside.
See, our resident jockey.
Soccer.
What does he say? A dink.
At picnics.
Dinks.
Some idiot always says, hey, let's play blank.
Baseball.
Picnic. Not baseball. But it's a
twister.
Volleyball. Yes.
What's a dink?
I don't know.
Those little stakes.
It's a one-hand set shot done with the fingertips.
Oh.
Whatever, Matthew, that's the last time we'll ask you a sports question.
Yeah, volleyball is not my game.
We better ask him, though.
I mean.
Okay. What is the second name of the J.R.R. Tolkien classic, The Hobbit?
The second name?
Mm-hmm.
As in The Hobbit or How I Won the War or
Thought
whatever?
Like that, yes.
Or The Life and Times of Frodo
no.
or Bilbo.
No. It is the name that Bilbo himself gave the story.
How I Spent My Summer Vacation.
That was an awful movie, I remember.
It was a book, Wallace. Must you translate everything into stupid
too.
Movies?
Not everything is a stupid movie. I mean, that one was.
And the Commando was a good movie.
It was there and back again,
anyway.
Okay. But you just made it. You got 9 out of 12.
Wow.
Oh,
that was close.
Yes.
Which is...
We didn't even need that last one.
No.
That's why we didn't get it, right?
Okay.
We were coasting at that
we
point.
We thank P.I. from Michigan State. And
send in your real name or whatever.
Send in your real name, yes. You know.
Don't be embarrassed.
No. You know. Pericles
Industrious.
Imhotep or whatever.
Incognito.
Incognito, yes.
Person incognito.
Yeah, right.
But he'll receive his little consolation package and
yeah.
say, do send in some more.
It's a little consolation package because you called us a delightful little show.
That's right. That's right.
So there.
All right. Our next set of questions comes from George Tasich, or Tasich, T-A-S-I-C-H,
okay.
of Troy, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Who says, I enjoy listening to Ask the Professor every Sunday night on WNIC. My only complaint is that the program is too short.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, isn't
yeah.
that nice?
It's true.
Send him a photo.
Said, have you considered expanding to an hour?
Never.
You want to answer
Not
that,
at all.
John? Enclosed
it
20...
is an hour, but with everything that's edited out,
yes.
it's only a half an hour.
It comes out to be 25, 20, 30 minutes. You know, it depends.
That's all,
give
right.
or take. Encloses a set of 25 questions, various subjects. 20 correct is passing. Good luck. Okay.
20 out of 25.
20
okay.
out of 25.
Piece of pie.
On December 31st, 1970, something disappeared from television. What was it?
1970, cigarette commercials.
That's right.
That was
That's
very
right.
good,
yes.
Tomansky.
That's right. What do P.G. Wodehouse, Ezra Pound, and William Joyce have in common?
They all supported the fascists in World War II.
Exactly. Very good.
That's even better, Klemanski.
Yeah.
Which woman has appeared most often on the cover of Time magazine?
Queen Elizabeth.
No, it's a queen.
Grace Kelly?
No, it's a queen, theologically speaking. One of the titles attached to this particular...
Marilyn Monroe.
No.
The Virgin?
Yes. Yes.
She's been on Time magazine?
Yes, more than any other woman.
Well, every Christmas.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's,
it really
it's,
is.
It
is.
10 times, it says. 10 times.
Wow. 10
Vatican,
times.
Too, just really released you people.
Well, some some weeks.
You certainly wouldn't have heard an Episcopalian say that.
Welcome to the Ecumenical Hour.
Right. right.
Don't worry, none of this will ever be out.
That's right, no one's hearing this. What well-known millionaire died when the Titanic sank? The trouble
Morgan
is, take your pick.
A lot of them did.
Yeah, there were a couple of them.
Was
yeah.
it a Morgan it's or a
John Jacob Astor.
Astor is the one I have here, but uh-huh. one of the Morgans did, one of yeah. the Guggenheims did. Yeah. You know, this...
Yeah.
It was like, who didn't?
Right.
Both President John Tyler Jr. and his father, John Tyler Sr., served mm-hmm. as governor of what state?
Kentucky.
No.
Tennessee.
No.
Is it South?
Yes.
Virginia.
That's right, Virginia.
Okay,
we've
got
and
a
we have
quickie
to stop
right in there. Way to go, Wallace.
And we'll come back to Mr. Tasich. T-A-S-I-C-H questions next week.
Okay.
In the meantime, I have to thank the panel, Professor Nichols, Professor Peace, Professor Klemanski, and now this word.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed with the facilities of the E.J. and A.U. Smith Media Center on the U of D campus. I can't talk today. Ask the Professor is produced by Tom McParlin. Technical director is Jim Muir. Executive producer is Vivian Dix. And until next week, this is your host, Edwin DeWint.
And I'm Michael Jason. We're back next week with another classic episode of Ask the Professor from November 1985.